When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Mother's Day is often bittersweet. For some, it is fresh and new and filled with the hope for the yet to be. Others are in the toddler phase and just wanting extra hands and feet and another set of eyes in the back of their head. Moms with teens are trying to be both parent and friend. And in the days of sweet release, the launch can be, well, heartbreaking. But in every portion of mothering, there is a comforting thought that whether small or large, young or old, little fellas still need us. A cowgirl from Sundance, Wyoming, penned a poem called Independence. And I think Pat Frohlander captured well the song and dance of the mother-son two-step of cling and release, and I'd like to dedicate it to all the mothers of farmers and ranchers and to the sons of wise country mothers. It goes like this. Cookie jar empty, cowboy hat gone, small boy boot prints lead toward the barn. Tears on my cheeks, pain in my heart tugging, wishing back words that keep us apart. Down to the pond, I hurry, of course. It's easy to follow the trail of stick horse. I stop and listen, hearing him say, I'm leaving this place, I'm going today. He kicks at a rock and frightens a frog, then sits with a sigh on an old rotted log. He ponders a leaf, grabs at a fly, captures a hopper, watches it die. The calf inches closer. The boy, caught surprised, jumps up and runs, fear in his eyes. I hasten back, arriving in time, to greet at the door this cowboy of mine. I casually ask where he has been. Regaining composure, he says with a grin, feeding your cookies to ducks on the pond? Let's make some more. I fed them all gone. Happy Mother's Day to moms and to the cowboys they raise. Are you a country poet? Or do you have a story to tell rhythmically? Send me an email through the Country Gal Corral page at westcentralmoinfo.com. And if I use your work in an upcoming program, I'll send you a copy of Were You Born in a Barn as my way of saying thanks. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.